think the criminal justice system is broken. I actually think that the criminal justice system is designed to do exactly what it's doing. And I'll say that again. The criminal justice system is designed to do exactly what it does. It's designed to penalize, right? It's designed very much in a punitive way. It's designed in very much like an assembly line fashion so that everybody has their own swim lanes and they're supposed to do their piece or part of it, right? To move something along. We also have to recognize that this actually design began from the inception of this country. You know, when we put the words into the Constitution for good intention that there's a Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. And the way that people were thinking about it at the time was that it was influenced by European and especially people from England who came over here who were subject to like arbitrariness where the king or the queen or whoever is the ruler could wake up one day and just, you know, do whatever they wanted to penalize somebody without some sort of due process and fairness, right? So based upon those lived experiences and that historical context, we adopted some things and thought processes from Europe to say that we need to have this adversarial system, that the truth and justice can prevail if we have one person take a side of, like, if a crime was committed, and then over time we've developed other protections like the right to counsel and those things, and there has to be an advocate or a defender there to make sure that the state, you know, proves beyond a reasonable doubt, and that we would have all these trials that people would have. That's like the biggest lie in America today. You know, probably about 2 or 3% of the cases that come to a prosecutor's office will actually result in a trial. There is just not enough judges, courtrooms, and people to actually have trials. So then what ended up happening? Well, we developed a process of plea negotiations. Like maybe we could just resolve this, right? And as this is happening, you know, there are certain other aspects of the system that are being built out to, again, and a lot of this is about administrative convenience, right? So what do you do with somebody who is accused of a crime? Can we hold them in jail? And so from the beginning of this country, we had this cash bail system. And then that's kind of morphed into a number of things. But the bottom line is people, a lot of people, because of the cash bail system, they're in detention until their case is resolved, right? Or you have to post some bail, or you can get a bond. But then people are taken advantage of in that situation, right? And then you know, people also, if they're in detention during this time period, another thing that's true is that the system doesn't move fast. So you could be there for a long time and you're not getting your case resolved. And so that can influence how a person might, you know, show up as it relates to trying to resolve their particular case, right? And then you've got public defenders who are overworked. It's in their interest to get cases resolved. They can lessen the amount of caseload. The prosecutor has the same type of incentive, right? And so we've just built this system that offers convenience for a lot of the actors in the system to try to uphold these ideals that we thought were important. You know what I mean? And I think that framework and that system has, I think, led to some of the problems that we have today by holding on to it so dear without questioning the underpinnings of, like, what that actually accomplishes. And then baked into our system, because we're human beings, and we've had in this country a history of racism, right? Whether it's explicit or whether it's just, you know, it's part of an implicit type of system that exists of when people make decisions, right? How policing plays out in this country, right? And what gets sent to the prosecutor. and then how the prosecutor will move forward with their case to try to get it done. But they're being told that, you know, we need to have accountability, so you need to get a conviction and you need to get some sort of sanction, right? We've produced massive disparity. We've produced massive incarceration in this country. We incarcerate people like no other people in this earth,